Because all souls, all living beings and all souls are actually parts of the Supreme Lord. Mame Vangsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana in Bhagavad Gita and in many authorized Vedic scriptures. Our lion follows the Vedic scriptures. So in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which is also quite well known all over the world now in Western countries as well, in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, all living beings are part of me, Angsha, and they are eternal, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Manasyastan Indriyani Prakritistan Karshati. Perhaps, I can't remember. But the first part is stated there by Lord Krishna that all beings are part of him. In other words, all beings are part of the Supreme Being and they are eternal. So they are also eternal parts. And being that we are parts means that we are his servants. So when the devotees chant the holy names of God, they are praying, singing the glories of the Lord, and they are praying for that divine service to the Lord. That is called seva, or bhakti-moy seva, or devotional service. The path of pure Vaishnavism means devotional serving. We are all servants. Everybody serves someone else for themselves. It is our very nature to serve. Dharma, nature, our nature and constitutional nature and self, intrinsic self, is to serve. And while we are serving many other persons, family members, friends, mothers, fathers, children, etc., or serving country, but service to God is very rare. Actually, we would have thought it was the most common. Just like my friend Mohananda Prabhu says sometimes, the most uncommon thing in the world is common sense. So same way, service to God, we would think it would be the most normal thing and the most common thing, but it is not at this time. The reason is that we are conditioned souls, and especially this time is called Kali Yuga, or the age. Yuga means age. Age of misrepresentation. Some say it's the age of quarrel. Other times it is described as the age of iron. In other words, it is a time like a winter period, and it goes for many thousands of years. But even though it is considered in the scriptures to be a very wintry time, an unfavorable time in the practice of spiritual life, there is nonetheless a good advantage to that, a great advantage to that. The advantage is, the advantage is that we are given by the grace of the Lord, because it is the most unfavorable time, we are given the most simple method by which to reach Krishna, approach Krishna, and serve him in our original loving, divine, spiritual consciousness. And that method is simply Hari Nam, which means chanting the name. Nam and name, they sound the same. In Sanskrit it's called Nam, and sounds very much the same as English, which is name. So chanting the name of the Lord, divine name of the Lord, that will give us that entrance. Only doing that. And everybody is very happy for singing and dancing. I don't know if there ever was a time in the history of humanity when people were not happy singing and dancing. So that singing and dancing is being done for God. Then what's the rub? No problem at all. And that is really the most joyful of all types of singing and dancing. And also it is done in the home. Sometimes in some part of the day. It is not that everyone has to become a monk or a renunciate. There are some who do. They are not the majority, they're a minority rather. And the devotees, in other words, are quite normal. But if we see how normal they are, we'll find that they're more normal. That's the position. Most of the devotees in our group are happily married with their nice families. And at home with their bees, they'll do their meditation. Then they will do their work, and then they'll come back home again and take some food. And that food is also spiritual. Everything is spiritual. Already, actually, everything is spiritual. Otherwise, from where it is coming? Everything is coming from the Supreme Lord, from God, Supreme Absolute Truth. And actually, therefore, everything is spiritual. But due to our unfortunate tendency, due to our conditioned nature, material conditioning, if we live in a cold country, we shall always have trouble in the hot country. If we live in the hot country, we shall have trouble in the cold country. That is conditioning. So similarly, if we live in the material world, this world, we are conditioned to material life, and we are not accustomed to spiritual life. So if we chant the holy name of God as given to us by a genuine divine teacher, then that will re-establish and remind us of our eternal meaning, no beginning and no end, eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. Then the question must arise, if it's eternal, then why is it not happening now? Why do you say we have forgotten it? If you say the last breath you said we need to be reminded, then why now in this breath are you saying that we have to, that it is eternal? The answer is, it is eternal and it is still going on now, but we are unable to recognize it in our conditioned state. So the heart will be purified. That's called teto darpanamantanam. The heart, like a mirror, has much dust covering it. This is the teaching of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when there is dust in the mirror, if we go to see our own image, we may see something, no doubt, but it won't be clear. It won't be perfect perspective. It won't be a perfect perspective. It'll be a semblance of our real self, no doubt. But it won't be clear. So that clear image that we want to see ourselves, that is called self-realization. And everybody really wants self-realization. It's not a sale talk. Preaching is not a sale talk or a conversion. Actually, many people think that we are preaching and that will convert everybody to become devotees of Krishna. This is also not so. Actually, the Lord himself wants us all to come back to him. That's not a question of conversion. It's only a question of remembering our real and original and eternal position. The forgetfulness does not break the eternal flow, but it makes us serve him, but only indirectly. And to serve him indirectly means to serve his maya, or his, as Srila Maharaj phrases it, illusionary potency. The potency in itself is not illusory, but it's the potency of the Lord, the shadow potency of the Lord, by which we think illusion to be reality. Such as this body. We think that we are this body. I am a man. I am a woman. A dog thinks I am a dog, somehow or other. If he didn't think that, then he wouldn't be an enemy of a cat, because a cat also thinks I am a cat. But this is illusory, because whether we are men or cats or dogs, all our parts, all our soul, and all our divine spirit soul, made of the same material, same stuff as the Supreme Lord himself. But we have accepted these bodies on account of our previous action, material action, that's called karma. Now karma has become a word in the English dictionary. Karma is accepted as a word in the English dictionary these days. But still, they don't know the meaning of karma. Karma actually means work. but work in the world, karma. But those who serve Krishna do not work in the world. They seem to be. They do the same things. They may not always wear Indian dress. You can find many people. You may be flying on an airplane and the air hostess may be a devotee. You don't know. It is now very widespread in a merciful way, the teachings of Lord Sri Krishna. But karma, they're doing a job that's like karma. But the consciousness with which we do that job, that work, any work, if we are doing that for the Supreme Lord in the consciousness that we belong to Him and if we serve Him, then that karma is transformed into seva or service, into a divine action. It no longer carries the sting. And the sting is, to every action there is an equal and opposite reaction, as by the third law of Newton, perhaps. Einstein, one of those scientists. So to every action, if there's an equal and opposite reaction, if we do good work, we shall get good results. If we do bad work, we shall get a bad result. That is called the law of karma. But if we serve the Supreme Lord, then whatever work we do, not only those actions and reactions will be stopped, but we will make progress to our eternal home. We can go back to home, back to Godhead. So that if we do only karma, or working in the world, and not thinking, and not attempting to serve our eternal Lord, our eternal friend, then that karma will cause us to take birth again and again. By bad karma we are thrown down. Kipami yajusham ashubham asurishweva jonishu, demoniac species. In Gita it is said, we are thrown down into lower species, maybe cats or dogs or hogs, and by good karma, by good work, work which is for the good of others, we can get higher births. But if we do work for Krishna, and that is very easy to do, actually, under the guidance of a genuine teacher, it does not involve becoming yogis, monks, and artificial renunciates. It doesn't involve that at all. That is acceptable easily and happily and naturally by everyone. If we do that, then there no longer we will have to take birth again in this world. Taktva deham punarjanmana mameti so Arjuna. O Arjuna, janma karma chame divyam evam jo veti tatpata. Sri Krishna said to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. You have read Bhagavad Gita, most everybody, I know the devotees, but new friends may not. That, O Arjuna, if you know that my appearance in this world and my action in this world and my pastimes in this world, they are all divine, they are not mundane. Krishna tells Arjuna, because I am Swayam Bhagavan, I am the Supreme Lord Himself, Krishna has told us. That's not like the modern cheating process. Many people are claiming to be God. Not that. Even though many people claim to be God, many so-called yogis and shamis claim to be God, they still all follow Bhagavad Gita. Because Krishna actually is the Supreme Lord. So in Gita, Lord Krishna says, when I come to this world, that is divine, that is not mundane. Everything I do is divine, it is spiritual, it is beyond this plane, it is transcendental. And if you know that, Arjuna, my friend, you will not have to come back to this world again and again and be born, but you'll come to me. You'll come back to home, back to me. And this is the message of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And through genuine divine teachers, we can have this wealth of our life. It may sound very abstract, but in the true sense, if we know satisfaction in our heart, if we eat, we'll have satisfaction, we'll find strength, our weakness will go away, and our previous dissatisfaction will be hunger, and dissatisfaction will be dispelled. So in the same way as with every drop of morsel of food while eating, Similarly, by serving in the divine field, we will find the same satisfaction that is to be known for ourselves. So, His Divine Grace Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Maharaj has come graciously here, and I know personally that he is a genuine teacher of this holy life, because I was most fortunate to have his association now for 11 or 12 years. He allowed me to have his company, and also his Gurudev, his company as well. I had the great fortune for a long time in India, and as Mohananda Prabhu said, other saintly persons as well, my initiating spiritual master as well. So it is very wonderful also for me to see that sincere souls are coming to hear from Srila Maharaj. Enough said from me, I think, at this point. I pray that by way of some introductory words, I could have been helpful for your divine search. Thank you very much.
Newcomers or old comers, of course. I do kindly feel at home to ask any questions from the press, and he will be very happy and delighted to answer you, and he will certainly satisfy you.
Om Vakyaya Kimilan Satsa Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Manjhakalpatarubhascha कृपा सिंधुभव पति पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नम ऑनरेबल डिवोटी ऑफ श्री कृष्ण डियर गॉड ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स एंड फ्रेंड्स आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू कम इन ऑस्ट्रेलिया And I met with you all here. I've got much enthusiasm. When a baby born, maybe 5 years old, getting childhood, that time we cannot think that child which way will grow and what position will get in future when he will get the age of adult age. And our Krishna consciousness movement in Australia, actually it is begin 20 years ago here, and after Srila Swami Maharaj, disciples of Srila Guru Maharaj, they are continuing here their spiritual life and practicing life. And they are very happy. I am seeing their mood here. They are very happy when I come here and trying to do something for them and for our preaching Krishna consciousness purpose. When I am coming here, before that I went to for sightseeing something, that is, it was desire of Mohanananda Prabhu. Actually, Maharaj also gave me some inspiration. But big, big building, very nice sea beach, very nice garden, dockyard, big shopping shop, many things I have seen. When I am looking that, one story come in my mind suddenly. That is one day Lord Krishna and Arjun, they are walking in the forest. They are walking in the forest and for relaxation. Somehow they have seen Arjun, they have seen one man with a big tree leaf, put it in his head and seated under the tree and meditating. Then Arjun said, this man looking very nice and very exalted and strong also, but why with a leaf, tree leaf, he is meditating there, he cannot make one hut or thatched room? Krishna said, you can ask him. Krishna knows everything. And by the way, he took him, actually, took Arjuna to that place. But mood of walking. Then Arjuna gone to that person, holy person, and after giving some honor, Arjuna asking that man, oh, how long you are here? I do not know, and why you are not making a heart for your living purpose. You are meditating, but necessary to some protection. But what I am looking, it is surprising me that one leaf only, tree leaf you are using for protection of sun or from rain. Then that Muni said, oh, why are you asking? It is wasting my time. Actually, I have got this human form. I do not know how long I live in this mundane world. And when it is uncertain, then what shall I do to spend my energy for making a heart or something like that? But varang muhurtam viditam ghatate sreyase jata king pramattasya bahubhi parakkhai rhyane riha varang muhurtam viditam ghatate sreyase jata. I do not want to spend one moment for any purpose. Only I need darshan of Paramatma. And now I have got that darshan, he is in front of me, Sri Krishna. But I do not want to spend time for my living purpose. That is useless. I do not know how long I shall live in this mundane world, but my full energy I want to spend for super purpose. When I am looking at many things here, it is so nice and it is aramdayak. Jivaner aramdayak.
Gives much peace to the heart.
No, peace, aramdayak. Jivaner aramdayak.
Luxurious.
And also enjoy with this human body for the time being. But if we will spend our time for the uh, এটাকে আমার জীবনের মানে জীবনের সর্বোচ্চ প্রাপ্তির জন্য
সুপ্রিম
পারফেকশন অফ লাইফ ইফ উই সার্চ ইট অ্যান্ড গিভস সাম টাইম দ্যাট ইজ থিঙ্কিং ইট ইজ মোর গুড দি আর্থ appear and one day this earth also will go, nothing will stay here. Actually, we read man is mortal, this world is very short time living in the universe, and all the universe also one day in Mahapralaya it will be finished and it will go to Mahatattva. Mahatattva to Ahankar, Ahankar to Prakriti. This is the natural view of future time. But what is in our hand with that? We are trying as much as possible for practicing Krishna consciousness, and this is the life's goal. Always Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ved Vedanta Upanishad, everywhere we are seeing that. Rishis, Munis, they have much knowledge, much experience and power also. Vyasadeva, when telling to Dhritarashtra, asking to Vyasadeva, I have no eyes, but which I shall understand, or which I shall see the battlefield, that is battlefield, warfield, some news, battlefield news I wants to know, and which way it will be possible. That is, I am, from birth I am blind. Then Krishna said, this man is Sanjaya. Oh, Vyasadeva said. Vyasadeva was a great rishi, and he said, this man, Sanjaya, I am giving power to him. He can see from here everything in the battlefield, and he will give report to you. You don't worry, you stay in your room. The big, big, powerful rishis, munis, they have much power, we are looking in the scriptures, but they are not very eager to get the mundane enjoyment. They are ignoring it actually. But if they want, they will get it very quick and easily, like Shauvari Rishi. Sometimes it is example we are seeing in the scriptures. When they want, they will get it. But they know it is for the time being with us. Not only that, our body, our relatives, our friends, our houses, the environment, paraphernalia, everything. It is passing through. One day, today or tomorrow, it will leave us. But we will stay here with their help. We shall must think what is our supreme life's goal and which way we will get it. Millions of dollars they are spending for apartment. They can do so, but thinking must will go other way. That is necessary. What they are doing, that is for the time being, and what we are getting here, this also for the time being. We must think it, and when it is sure that after this life, another life waiting for us, and we will get through our karma, jang jang bhavi shanang bhavang tajittanti kalevaram tangtami goiti kunti asadatat bhavo bhavita. This is Gita. And also Basansi Jirnani Jathabihaya Navani Grinnati Naruparani Yada Sarirani Tatha Sarirani Bihaya Jinnan Nannani Sangyati Navani Dehi. When clothes going worn out, we are getting new cloth. If we will get full time with this body in this mental world, that's also our necessary to change another dress. That will come through our karma. Maybe I shall get cow's body or more higher body than this mental body. But I must change that. I cannot keep anything forcefully here, and it is not possible. Then, what is in my front, with that we shall try to do some good, what will give super benefit in our present and future life. And future life, there is so long way, we can make it very shorter with the lifting process, elevating process. And that is Mahaprabhu given us the Harinam Sankirtan in this Kali Yuga. This is the very easiest and super process. And through this we can connect with the transcendental world consciousness. Our consciousness is mundane consciousness, but this mundane consciousness will be transformed in transcendental consciousness through the Harinam Sankirtan. This is the Mahaprabhu's teachings. And what we will do here, without so much energy spending, easily what will come to us, we shall try something for that, for maintenance. It is no harmful. But we must see our life's goal, what is necessary. We can make big building or very many things in science, in the science age. The scientific age, they are making many things. I also took help to come here of aeroplane. But when I am coming, I am thinking why I am going there. If there are any service for me, then it is good for me to go. Otherwise, when I shall die, I shall go within a second to Australia or America. No problem through our mental body. Then it is so easier. And some history we are seeing that one devotee seated in Navadvip, and suddenly he told, oh dog, entering into the temple, see, oust him. Seated in a thatched hut, in a hut, there telling Gaurakishadhar Babaji Maharaj. And when his someone asking, what happened Maharaj, what happened? The dog entering into the temple room. And he's asking, where? Here is no dog. Well, oh you foolish, it is not here, it is Vrindavan Govinda temple. They are entering this dog. And when he tried to take that news, and he have got that, yes, that is one dog going inside of the temple. Not only that, some of the devotee meditation, through their meditation, thinking, this milk is too much hot, how much hot I want to see. Meditation, through meditation, he put it his finger, and suddenly he has seen Krishna in front of him, and his finger is put it in the pot of hot milk. Suddenly he has seen Krishna and he forget his finger all going in mental way. And after that he is looking his finger burned, swollen. That we have three body, but it is not our control actually. One is this form of mundane body, another is mental body, and another form that is Atma, transcendental body. Naro rajur upaschanna sajusna bhashidir khanei ahangmatya bhashidaya sabhasa purushojata. We cannot see the Atma, but he is existing. We can feel Atma is existing, but cannot see. Why cannot see? That is Atma covered by the cloud, and cloud is mental body, and he is very dirty. That is, we cannot see the Atma like cloud. When moon in the sky, existing moon in the sky, but we cannot see the sky, there is some cloud that is cannot see. But which way we can understand the moon in the sky? Which way we can understand the cloud in the sky? Behind that cloud there is moon, and through the moonlight we can see the cloud. That through the light of Atma we can see everything, but cannot see the Atma. And it is necessary to clean up the sky, my sky of our mind. Moner akash ati, sky of mind.
Yes.
Then we can connect with Atma, and we can understand the Atma is very clean thing, and it is eternal and transcendental, and Atmas have one world that is transcendental world. Through all this material world, we can use it, but if our goal is settled, and if our destiny is settled, and we shall try to go that destiny, we make and take help, anything from here, and that will be fruitful for us. Otherwise, only spending the time and death and birth, one day will come death and another day we will born somewhere. Through our karma, Maharaj said it, you heard Krishna say it. To every action there is equal and opposite reaction. This is the third law. Then we must get something. But if we shall do some good, then we will get the good result. Anyhow, our Krishna consciousness, spiritual movement here now is form, a baby form, we can say. It is a form of baby, but few of our friends together we are trying to practice that Krishna consciousness. But Mahaprabhu said, prithvi purchanta jato nagaradi gram sarvatta prachar bhaibe mor naam. Today we are seeing that all over the world there are also many enlightened by Krishna consciousness movement. And we are also trying to join with all the movement. And if we can do something good for others, Krishna, he also will be more merciful to us. That is Krishna's nature. He always searching us, loving search for the lost servant. That is Krishna's nature. And we need that beautiful, worshipable deity of Krishna Did he? Not it is worshipable. Master. Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is Samastha Shakti Adhar. The reservoir of all potency. Then we must get one day their connection if we try to proceed in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Punashanam. Hare, Tanganamam Parikyam. Hare Dama, Hare Dama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranada. This is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very mercifully given us. And this mantram, Mahamantram, Mahaprabhu distributed in this world, universe, that is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the supreme practitioner's wealth and life's goal, and we are trying with our full energy, that is our good fortune in this age. And ei bilashitar juge mane ki? Age of sense enjoyment, age of sense enjoyment. There are many things we are trying to collect, but for the time being, dandojane rajajano nodite chubai, it is giving little happiness or joyfulness, but that is it is not eternal. And when it will leave us, we will get much sorrowness and unhappiness. That is, we not will be involved with this mundane affairs, but we will take help from the earth for running. But we will run, not will stop, up to our destiny. That is the Saraswati Thakur tried so much, so many ways, and we are also his disciples, disciples, disciple. We are trying this way to distribute that Mahamantra in all over the world. And now many in this world, we are looking, they are chanting, they are dancing with ecstatic mood, and our devotee also very eager and determined, and they are very, sincerely trying to practice that Krishna consciousness, and it is giving me very happiness. Not only that, I am feeling so fortunate to meet with you all here, and expecting your attention and energy more and more way will grow and give to others that share of ecstasy of transcendental world. Any question you have about Krishna consciousness? We have little time. Yes, Prabhu. Yes. Yes, Bhagavan. Yes.
I see that you are very loving servant of Sri Krishna, Lord Krishna, and Jagat Guru, and I'm very happy. happy with associating with you. However, I've had some uncomfortable feelings. I've only been in your association for 1 week, and unfortunately I feel very much pain and distress from many of your disciples and my God brothers, who are constantly criticizing other of their God brothers, who are devotees of Brother Krishna, and advising me not to associate with other devotees of Radha and Krishna. And I only want to associate with devotees of Radha and Krishna, and there aren't that many in Australia. And today, for example, I was keen to go to another place where there are devotees, and I was enlightened that it's best to taste the nectar of your lotus feet and stay in your energy, and I saw the wisdom of that. However, I just wish that you could advise us all about the importance of not finding fault with any devotees and spreading Krishna consciousness.